Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. And take another long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. As you breathe in, imagine God breathing the breath of life into the very first human. Or maybe picture Jesus breathing on his disciples and saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." What a potent picture of God's invisible, personal, life-giving presence sustaining our lives. Maybe take a moment and just position yourself in a space of openness. Maybe open your hands. Maybe ask God that he might open your heart and mind to experience whatever he has for you this morning. Father, we come to you as your children, asking that your Spirit would bring to life your words. God, we want to abide in you. Help us. In chapter 1, the writer of Hebrews says this: after making purification for sins, he, Jesus, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Take a minute and internalize that. After making a purification for sins, Jesus made purification for your sins, all of them, no matter how small or big. No matter how hurtful, no matter how sick you might feel inside about them, Jesus made purification for your sins. Wow, God, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Of the angels, God says, he makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire. Oh, but of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundations of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like a robe, you will roll them up. Like a garment, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end." And to which of the angels has God ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? Spirit of God, what might you have for us as we meditate, as we contemplate your scriptures? How might you want these truths to root themselves into our hearts and minds? Help us to grasp the magnificence of Jesus in comparison to angels. Now, while Zechariah was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. Take a minute and just internalize what it might be like to encounter an angel of God. The fear in the presence of one so great. After making purification for sins, Jesus sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son? Today I have begotten you." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn apart and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." To which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, "Let all God's angels worship him." You, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. God, thank you that you are a God who speaks. Thank you that we have the scriptures where you spoke through prophets. And thank you that we have the gospels where we hear the very words of Jesus, your son, who is far superior to even angels. Powerful spiritual beings, that at his name every knee will bow in heaven and earth. and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to your glory. God, help us to embrace that reality of the beauty and the majesty and the glory of Jesus, your Son, the Lion of Judah, the Lamb who was slain, who made purification even for our sins. Help us to honor you in our hearts and minds today. We need you. We ask these things in that name, that magnificent name, that beautiful name, Jesus. Amen.